We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. And it is quarter number four. We finished strong. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. During the offseason, we're talking about whatever we want. Quarter number four, this week we're going to go outside the box and talk about linebackers, but I just want to remind you, Penn State fans, remember, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season. For your chance to win...
I didn't know that. Have we been saying that for a while?
It's the second week we've been saying it.
Oh,
yes, Ross.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it helps if you're not looking at your phone and listening to me when I'm talking to
you. Well, I heard free tickets,
yes!
So I'm listening.
Thank you. Thank you. He's like, this is the fourth. This would be the fourth segment I've alerted fans to this week.
To free tickets.
Free tickets every home game, starting with the Appalachian State game.
What about free Labatt Blue Beer? Can you trade in the tickets for her?
I don't see that here, but I know for the Appalachian State game, if you want to get registered to win free tickets for that game, you go to one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner next week, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
I love it.
I can't do it.
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Kevin Wilson.
I could not say that.
Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I
liked
that.
I liked it too. I said to our boss Jim when he gave me all this stuff to read, I'm like, "Oh, I kind of like that." Now, it's a little bit of a tongue twister.
I would add something at the end. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Or Magic Hat number 9, because that's sweet.
I would like to see Ross have Labatt delivered to his house for a pool party and then record promos with that phrase 2 hours in.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Or I would like him to say the Happy Valley Refreshment on Bowl Avenue in Bowlesburg.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that one was tricky as well. So let's get down to business, not wasting any more time. We're going to go outside the box and think a little bit different about the linebackers. I think Manny Bowen's return allows a little bit more freedom to do this. He joins Koa Farmer as one of the two experienced linebackers. But, Ross, I wanted to start with you in terms of Manny Bowen. You have not been a fan of the results that Manny Bowen has produced on the field in terms of the talent level. I'm not saying you don't like him. I'm just saying you're not seeing it, and I don't disagree with you.
Well, and remember where I'm coming from here. I had him as the number one player in that recruiting class.
Okay, so this is about
that
you.
Was right when we started.
Kind of your fault then.
Keystone Sports Network. I set the expectations. Dude, his high school video, he looked like Randy Moss. Like, they would just throw the ball up to him on, like, deep posts. He would jump over guys' heads, grab it. I mean, maybe they should move him to receiver. I guess I just.
You blew it.
I thought his. I mean, I had him as a better prospect than Saquon Barkley. Which you guys remind me of all the time.
I don't.
I really thought.
We will now be continuing to do that.
I really thought he would be a special player.
I'm going to do a story on Ross's misses.
Yeah.
On the recruiting.
No, no. I already gave you enough stories. I already gave you enough story ideas.
That'd be
ideas.
A good story for the fans.
No.
Listeners?
Gave you enough story ideas. Don't need that one. But, I mean, he might finish this year and not even be like what Brandon Bell was. Like, I really thought. He was going to be like the next, like, Navarro Bowman. Yeah. Like, the next dude.
I don't disagree with you.
And I just don't think... Look.
Has he been productive?
Average.
Not consistently. That's
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. All the off-the-field issues he's had, that's how he plays.
Yeah.
He plays like a guy...
Good point.
He plays like a guy that doesn't have his stuff together.
Right.
Right? Is doing things off the field... that he shouldn't be doing, rather than being locked in. Like, I'd be interested to have a conversation with him and just talk football with him and compare it to Navarro Bowman or Kabinda or, goodness sakes, like Puzlesny and Sean Lee. Like,
Brandon Smith.
At that position, so much of it is your preparation and knowing, anticipating what they might write. So what you want to have to do enough work that – out of this formation and that motion, there's really only two plays that they run, okay? And then I'm going to watch that guard because during the week, I realize that when they're in this formation, they either run, you know, the toss right or the lead weak, let's just say. And I can tell by the left guard which one it is. So you start to itch. You see that left guard. Boom, you're shot out of a cannon. He's never shot out of a cannon. And Cam Brown has the same thing. Cam Brown never looks to me like he has an idea before the snap what might happen.
Right.
He looks to me like a great athlete that is able to run and chase down
plays. Reacting, not anticipating. He's not, yes. Not, no anticipation at all.
And it's very rare for a linebacker to be a great player if all you're doing is reacting and not anticipating.
Right.
And I don't know. You know, we go back to the one question somebody had and ask Ross. You know, that's a tough thing to evaluate on high school tape, because a lot of times high school players, they don't watch film really.
Not to, you know what I mean? Not to the degree they do.
They're not anticipating as much. It's just you're recruiting off athleticism, but that's not really – I got news for you. The NFL, that's even more pronounced. It's even more anticipating more than reacting.
Do you see, Bob, what role do you see for Manny Bowen? I mean, the experience matters, but do you see a niche in this? I mean, they're inexperienced at the position. He's not going to play middle linebacker, which is the biggest question mark.
If he's playing middle linebacker, then something
Then there's a problem. I agree with you.
I think that he's going to be the guy. I think he's one of their best three linebackers right now going into the season, even with a little bit of rust. To me, it comes down to whether or not, you know, I mean, he's usually played the will. He's one of the box linebackers. And so we're talking about Cam Brown. That's what we're really talking about. And I think they're going to be in a timeshare probably for the first month of the season. And the one that emerges is probably going to be the guy in the Big Ten season and for the Ohio State game. It's going to get the majority of the snaps. I still think Cam Brown has a chance. I think I just look at him. He's a By the way, he is an impressive guy to look at. He's added some more weight.
Cam Brown
is an impressive guy to look at.
Is he? What's he weighing now?
He looks like 230 something. He looks like he's carrying 235. Ross, to me, he looks like a sleek defensive end. He really doesn't look.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, he looks like one of those stand up outside linebackers in a 3-4. To me, the guy that is fascinating is Micah Parsons. So we can talk about him in a little bit.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by Labatt Blue. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we have got you covered. We're going outside the box talking about linebackers in Penn State. Am I wrong to think that in the gap that we know is going to exist at middle linebacker, and we know that's going to be a work in progress, Koa Farmer, you know exactly what you're going to get. Is the Will linebacker emerging as either Cam Brown or Manny Bowen sort of becoming better players the most important aspect of Penn State's defense in the first month of the season?
I don't know that I would say that. I would say that the conversation about middle linebacker, I think, is overrated and overstated.
That's what I'm thinking. I think
because whoever starts at that position is probably only going to play 25% of the snaps.
Right.
Maybe 30% because of how often teams are in multiple receiver looks, which forces the defense to be a nickel, which is only two linebackers. And the real value I think that Manny Bowen provides is they now have three linebackers that they feel good about, I think, in nickel situations. I think Farmer, Brown, and Bowen all have the athleticism to be able to be the guys in those two linebacker looks. So I wouldn't be surprised if the starting lineup is Farmer, Cam Brown, and Jan Johnson, but that when they go to sub, it's Bowen and Farmer, or Bowen and Cam Brown, or something like that. Whereas, like, they give him a package and say, you're basically our starting nickel linebacker, because they, like, probably likes to package guys like that.
Let's ask the question of the elephant in the room. What's this do for Micah Parsons?
Well, for me, Micah, I think Micah can be a backup linebacker at Penn State and have a great impact on this team. And when we talk about outside the box thinking,
right?
I mean,
he doesn't have to start to have an impact.
I honestly think, you know, I could see him, like, I imagine him as a punt coverage gunner with Blake Gillikin out there running 4.5 at 240 pounds. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of guys in a hurry to return kicks against Penn State.
Right.
Because he's a more nasty, more aggressive Irv Charles, and James loved Irv Charles. Can you imagine Micah Parsons, who's as fast as Irv Charles, covering punts? Like, if you're the punt returner, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Are you going to block that guy? Also, when they go to packages on offense and it's third and one, why wouldn't you have Tommy Stevens in the game at quarterback? And why wouldn't you have the running back as Micah Parsons and run a quarterback ISO with him as the lead blocker?
Wow.
I kind of like where your head's at, Bob.
I would use him so many different ways.
Let's tweet out that Bob Flounders, Penn Live, says that Penn State's going to use Micah Parsons in short yardage and goal.
No.
I just think
Are you reporting
thing,
that?
A very simple thing. But I would just, if you want to clear the path for Tommy Stevens, I think Micah could clear the path for you.
I think that's a legit great idea.
No,
He looked like Jim Brown running the ball for Harrisburg.
Correct.
He is a terrific runner of the football, and
he's a terrific collider of the human being as well.
Yes. And so, you get him in short yard. I kind of like that idea, Bob.
So having watched him for 4 years, there was one thing that always stood out to me about Micah Parsons. If you try to put him in a box, you're caging him. In other words, if you try and do one thing with him or try and put him
in. He doesn't like that.
Well, he gets bored.
But that was because he was so dominant in high school. Will he get bored at the
I don't,
you know what I mean?
I don't think so, but he's never.
But I mean, if he's not starting at linebacker, if you say, hey, look, we have a package for you on offense, and we're going to let you knock people out
right.
as a punt coverage gunner, I bet you he gets a lot more excited on the practice field.
Engagement is big for Micah. Like, it didn't matter what you stuck him in on the field. It was just the fact that he got to be engaged. It didn't matter if you asked him to catch passes, block, run the ball, play DN, play middle linebacker, play safety. It did not matter. He just wanted to feel like he had multiple levels of engagement. And I love what Bob's saying and thinking outside the box. That is a pure strength of his, because when you see him at multiple positions during the course of a high school football game against a quality opponent, no matter where they put him, he was always engaged.
Plus, they'll always be talking about him. It will feed his ego. He loves the limelight.
I know.
Announcers will be talking about him. And he would help the team. It would help the team, I think, in three different phases of the game.
More so than him being in a first and second down linebacker.
Right. Yeah. So that's a great idea, Bob. Tommy Stevens and Micah Parsons leading the way.
Well, here. So based on our track record, it'll probably be 7 to 10 days, would be my guess, until we start to hear whispers that Penn State. You know, sometimes I hear, and I also hear when coaches say they don't like Ricky Ronnie railed against the perception of the O-line.
Right.
I feel like he was talking right to me. I feel like he was talking right to me. Ricky's a listener. All right.
All right. That'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, Bob Flounders. Thank you, Ross Tucker. For everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.